Blog Talk Radio.
Up on me with an ass so mean, and you know I had to lean when she threw that gasoline on me. Sorry, puppet, ain't no strings on me. Fly, nigga, wings on me. Girl trying to kick it like hit Moly. Go tickets, I got six on me. So you know what it is, homie. Plus she with the biz, homie. Tell the girl to bring her friends on me. Let her spend her ends on me.
But it's cool, cool.
Been reppin' that mojo gang, nigga swag jacket when I been up on that polo thing. Plus my kick came in every color like Crayola's name. Them old string cause they know the name.
I tell her back it up and dump it, baby, back it up and dump it. Just back it up and dump it, baby, back it up and dump it. Yeah, baby, back it up and dump it. Just back it up and dump it. Just back it up and dump it, baby, back it up and dump it.
It's she back it up on me with a ass.
But it's cool, cool.
Cause I rub my stick out in her matchbox. Baby, back it up and dump it like you taking trash out. Then she like my watch and that, it'll make her ass pass out. Then I tell her break out. But then I tell her it's cool, cool. Go find a nigga zoo, zoo. Ain't on with my goons, goons. Fast cars looking go boom, boom. My swag is too perfect, baby girl. You just too worthless. So much money on me that you can't even see my surface. My swag, yeah, I surf it. On top like a serpent. Y'all just kicking it. Baby, mojo gang, we puttin'. So high, call me earthless. Bitch, back, back, you worthless. And I'm worth it. Baby, M-O-E.
But it's cool. Back it up and dump it, baby. Back it up and dump it. Back it up and dump it, baby.
I drop it down low and pick it right back up. You back it up on me, and then I might act up. And if that ass me plumbing, I'ma pipe that butt. Right after my first nut, I'm just gonna light that blunt. Then I'm right back up, drug up like horrible V. You a 5-star bitch or a groupie? Kick it like Jack Chan or Bruce Lee. Or you get a hard dick or a 2-piece? Straight from church, yeah.
Here we go again to True Radio Entertainment, Inc., baby. Yeah, that's right. Y'all know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. Tuesday, July 6, 2010. And as I promised, I got that cat, DaMine, from the ATL. And we're going to chop it up for the next hour, see what he's got cracking, you know. He's going to sprinkle some pearls of wisdom about this indie artist movement, the game, you know, how you get on and stay on and blow. So without further ado, check this out. I'm going to bang that hot-ass track from DaMine. It's called Atlanta, Atlanta. Yeah, I think it's like an anthem, y'all. I'll be right back.
Hey, yo, dog. I got next, man.
I got next. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the goat, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave, but you come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much
ATL,
too many people, too much. ATL is the spot where it's on and popping, where them niggas bulk hard and them bitches panties dropping. In the ATL, we keep it live, holla back, hitting all the spots where them bitches and them dollars at. Cars cleaned and everything's on doves, half dressed hoes and overpacked cuz. Atlanta keep it live for them underground ballers with big bass. We well pay the city spoilers to a lifestyle that we growing to love, cause them young black males becoming well paid thugs. From Decatur, where it's greater, to the hood and back. So when it comes to a party, you know where the city's at, cause we got more juice than your local Tropicana. If you ain't been there before, then welcome to Atlanta. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if we come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if we come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. I represent the A-town, cause I love it, y'all. I love the ways that them young niggas hustle and ball. We the city under siege, full of thugs and G's, staying one up on the cops. Man, forget the police, cause it's all about the money and the way we ball. Tight cars, pretty bitches in the shopping malls. You know the home of 112 where them gangsters hang. Same game type nigga for them pretty young things. As I mob through the city with no rules at all, get your money, stop hating, that's the rules to ball. Cause it's enough line like the strip clubs to thug. It's no matter where you from, it's all one love. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much, too many people, too much, too much. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes in the coast, and them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town, cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much, too much, too much, too much.
Atlanta, Atlanta, that's my cat. The mind, you know, check it out. Atlanta, Atlanta, that shit is hot. Real talk. And we need to get behind that. Next week, as a matter of fact, everybody, we're going to do a campaign to one of the main radio stations here in Atlanta, the Atlanta area. We're going to do a campaign, and we're going to, as many calls as it takes, requesting that song, Atlanta, Atlanta, to that radio station out here. We're going to represent. We're going to do it real big. I got my boy, the mind, that's in studio with us tonight. And we're going to chop it up. But first, I want to, like, tell everybody, you know, ladies particularly, if you love dressing nice, high fashion designer gear, you know the business, check out femalefashionattire.com. You know how we do it. You don't even have to buy anything. Just go take a look. And I guarantee you, you're not going to find any less expensive prices for high fashion designer female wear. Femalefashionattire.com. You know, support. Damine, what's good with you, my man?
Not much, man. Just trying to stay cool out this Atlanta sun, but you know they call it Hotlanta for a reason, man.
real talk, man. I'm glad you were able to join us tonight, man. I know you're really busy, but I got all those tracks that you sent me, man. And, you know, I want to do this interview with you, man, but, you know, you're such an interesting fella. I don't want to spend too much time talking because you know how it is. You know how we do it. I just, you know, like I told you before, the majority of our listeners are online. They're independent artists, managers, some labels, you know, clubs, and, you know, and what we're trying to do is just spread this platform, build this movement so that we can get the respect and bring the music back to the street. Let the people decide who they want to hear, you know, and not just, like, give us somebody they want to hear, like, you know, Lil Wayne, Drake, Beyonce. They're all good. They paid their dues. But, you know, it's going to be better if it like it was before where, you know, DJs even have power to say, you know, who's going to be played on the radio. But now they're not doing it like that. It's, you know, all under the table getting paid and stuff like that. And a lot of other garbage that's going on in the industry, which is some of the things that you're going to talk about with us tonight, man. I have one question for you right now. Tell me about the concept of the song Atlanta, Atlanta. How did you come up with that, man? What motivated you to do that?
Atlanta, Atlanta, you know, like, I know y'all, a lot of people pay attention to the music that come out the A-Town, and I just feel like, you know, Atlanta is more than what people been putting out there. Atlanta is like, whatever you make it, man, it's like in any city you go to. So Atlanta was the first major city I've lived into. You know, I came out of South Carolina, out of Beaufort, South Carolina. It's like a little country town. So when I came to Atlanta, you know, I was like sprung because the opportunities in Atlanta is the reason why they call it Hotlanta. And so, you know, I took, like, you know, I viewed the city, see what it's worth, and then I, you know, I came up with the concept of the Atlanta, Atlanta song to represent the city a little better, to give the city more than what people been putting out there and giving it a bad rap. Because before, you only known Atlanta to be like a drug-type city and everybody want to be like Billy Badass, and really, the city is really not like that. I mean, any city you go to, it got its goods and its bad. But, you know, you don't hear people talk about the hot spots in the A, like the clubs, the females, the restaurants, the landmarks. You know, they don't even talk about the Olympic Center. They don't even represent, like, the Hawks. Like you know, them cats from L.A., they represent L.A. If you listen to Game, he's going to tell you all the hot spots in California. He's going to tell you about the Staples Center. He's going to tell you about the Raiders facility. You know, so I just feel that, you know, Atlanta should be, Atlanta should put Atlanta on the map a little better than the way it's been coming out. So, you know, that's where the song came from. And actually, I recorded that song 6 years ago, man.
Right, right. I have one track from you. It's similar to that. I don't know if it's the same one, but it seems like that concept came from that. You may have sent me that, or I might be even thinking about another artist, but no other artist in my network certainly is playing anything, you know, that represents Atlanta, and I like that for that reason. Also, I really dig that the way you took that old track, you know, New York, New York, big city of dreams, but everything in New York. So I can feel that because, you know, that's back in my day a little bit. So I like the way you integrated that 21st century rap with some old school. You did that excellently. And it's really a risk for artists to take on something like that because you run the risk of disrespecting the original artist, you know. And you didn't do that. You did it well, and you took it and you made it your own in a way. And I think it's an excellent anthem, if I can call it that, for Atlanta. And we need something like that. You know, Atlanta is it's always been considered the business hub of the South, the way it's located. I mean, you know, it's centralized, okay, where connected to several different states. So the opportunities in Atlanta are vast. Even with the economy in the condition it's in now, it's still a lot more opportunities here, particularly for entrepreneurs and you know, independent people. You know, you just have to, like, you know, take ownership of what you're doing and give it 100%. Which brings me to my next question, man. Not how long you've been rapping, but in terms of you being a part of the game and trying to get your career to the next level where you get the appropriate exposure, where, you know, you're getting shows and, you know, recording opportunities and things like that. Tell us something about your experience, DaMine, in terms of that.
All right. Well, let me jump back on that last part of the Atlanta, Atlanta before we go into that. Actually, when I recorded that song, I contacted Death Row Publishing. And I contacted them, and I was like, look, I got a track coming out. You know, I don't want to disrespect anybody. I shot them the track. They listened to the track, and they sent it back to me, told them the track was all good. You know, you just do that to cover your bases. So, but on the far as like one thing I learned about being an indie artist, man, you got to be loyal to somebody. If it's a magazine company, you got to be loyal to a magazine company, because the people that you continuously go back to, and they see that you are constantly, you're constantly working hard, you're constantly trying to get your grind on, you know, they look out for you. If you jump ship, the jump ship, you're being put, yeah, sure, I might go and do something. I might be dealing with this magazine company called Entertainment Underground. Then all of a sudden a new magazine company come out. So, you know, if you stay loyal to the first one, not saying you can't venture out, but people will look out for you. And when they see your grind and your motivation, they'll be willing to help you, man. That's all the indie world is like a bunch of young artists is, and a bunch of like people like Too True, you know. You work with a lot of artists. You see them come and go, but the ones that stick around, I'm guaranteeing you, if you say, man, this artist have been busting his, you know what, keep coming up with hits, keep bringing me stuff, keep shooting me stuff, eventually you're going to start looking out for this artist.
Right.
True or not. You're going to start looking out for that artist because you're seeing this artist drive. You're seeing he's always in the game. He's always giving you feedback. He's always keeping in touch with you. So that's basically what the indie world is about. You know, a lot of people get it misconstrued as we was out at this club one night, and I performed a song. It was like about a couple years ago, and I told the mixtape DJ. He was like, why don't you do me a song on for my mixtape? He said, I'd let you put on the tape for $50. So I said, man, that's like a hustle. He's like, how is that? You getting exposed? I said, I'm gonna pay you $50 to put my song on your mixtape. And then you're going to turn around and sell the mixtape. What am I going to get out the deal? Exposure? I said, man, when I'm hungry, I can't eat that exposure.
Real talk.
So, you know,
you have to make strategic moves that are deliberately developed to get you to the next level, you know, and in terms of this independent artist industry, it's important that, you know, like you said, that loyalty factor, you know, when you get with that magazine or you get with that indie label or you get with an entertainment company like Too True Radio, loyalty is important. Like, you know, I have hundreds and hundreds of artists in my network, but there are only it's a fraction of those that I really work hard for, you know, that I'll actually call a label and try to direct them to the website to view that particular artist page. If I don't have confidence in an artist where I know that the person's true to their word, I can depend on them, you know, if, you know, I'm able to collaborate a performance for them to get paid, or, you know, one of the other artists like Jazzo or someone wants, you know, to feature them on a track of theirs and they can make a little money. If I can't depend on your word, I'm not sticking my neck in that loop. So you're absolutely right. That loyalty is important, you know. It's very important. What I like to do now, man, is, you know, I want to hear another one of your tracks right quick, and I dig all your music because there are messages in your music and it makes sense. But this one I really dig too. It's Baby Baby Baby, and we'll be back with that dude, Demond.
Ever since I got free, I ain't hard to find. I made a living off the block, staying up on the cops. Now everybody wanna know when the album drops. Cause 09 is the time, you can look for the mine. I still ball with my homies in the light for crime. Cause drug sales strong arm is why the hood got ruined. Now I'm posted on the block like a Patrick Ewing, trying to get my homeboys to the glamorous life. Nice cars, big banks, tell them, yeah, that's nice. With more game for them. Monopoly. I told the mother dog they ain't stopping me.
Baby, 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 can't you see your lifestyle where you wanna be? Can get your car, search.
to all, cause everybody's fair game when it comes to the paper. Sometimes I feel like the LA Lakers, cause it's like camera. Everybody want action 7 days, like Miss Tony Braxton. So what it do, what it do, what it do? I run this game, like Skip to my loop. Dropping dimes like he did on Boston. Games like this don't come that often, so give me the cash and let them have the fame. Everything else, y'all know who's to blame. I'm from the state where they thug all them South Carolina time. So when you up in here, you better bring your baller's cap, cause Floss had money, taking all of that. Then it's back to the hood, cause we stay on that G, clowning, trying to get up in the secret. Another day, another dollar is the plan. I'm addicted to money, so catch me if you can, cause I'm always swerving till I get a meal ticket. I'm up in the spots where all the real kick it, from the hood to the slums to where them gangsters grind. You can tell by the hook, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, Big Joe West, Tony Sotro, Miss Diamond, Goldie, I told you I got you, right? Haha, do smack what it do. Yeah, it's press time. Most rappers I'm not impressed by. I'm so G like low key, I West ride. I'm staying focused, moving for my riches, repping a new slogan, music over bitches. You can be dead, so love life and laugh on. Getting bread, hop off the bed and turn my swag on. First ball had you convinced that the spit was gifted. Prolific, I'm with the ripping like the infants lifting. You ain't with the real real, you can miss me. Chopping game with Goldie, Too True and Miss D. This Mac talk, this rap all is a catwalk. I'm that spark, yo, cat walk, because you Mac Hawk. Fuck being in cahoots with you motherfuckers. I'm with the truth in the group with my blood brother. In the coop with Tiki, nigga, the green one. Find a click cleaner than us, you'll never see one. You got rich, so I respect what you plan. But nigga, you don't get the same respect as a man. Now listen, I rap, but I'm not these rap niggas. Auto-tune cocky rap niggas. Believe that, it's giant life. We exposed in the bigger, in the booth, so you can view the soul in this picture. Yeah. Number one internet show on blogtalkradio.com. With my G, Tony Tucho, and the beautiful Miss Diamond. Goldie, what it do, my nigga? Tell him to check the line, Tommy. This young giant. Bigger than life. Giant life. Where? Yeah.
Entertainment, baby. Real talk. We're back with my boy, the Mind. The Mind, the Mind, the Mind, the Mind, the Mind. And we're chopping up about his career as an independent artist, sharing some wisdom. You guys can log on to True. You guys can log on at blogtalkradio.com/2TrueRadio Radio. And if you're online listening and you like to call in and share some time with us, just call 347-884-8065 and we'll take a call. What's good with you, DeMine?
Shit, sure, not good, man. Not much, man. You know, just sitting in the eight. What's up? That's my boy Ty Cutter. What's good, fam? Hey, yo, my boy Ty Cutter from Alliance just stopped by to holler at me, man.
What's good, Ty Cutter?
All right, that's cool. Yo, he gonna holler. He gonna stop back in, but you know, I gotta tell him in the A, man. You know, and I explained to you, I done been in and out of record labels office, man. And you know, they basically ain't trying to give out no money. And then like, you know, they looking for artists that's complete, man. You can't go to the like I told you, if I come to you with just my name on a CD and a song, where you think that CD is gonna end up at? In the trash. But if I come to you with the full package, full CD, already ready to hit the streets, video already to hit the TV, you know, who you think they're gonna really look at? They're gonna look at your drive. They look at your hustle. It's a hustler's world, man. If you ain't got no hustle, you ain't got no drive, man. That's basically what the game's looking at. And like I tell people, to get an ASCAP card with a record label, they charge you $5,000. To do it yourself, they charge is $25. And it's basically putting your name and your social security number on a piece of paper and your address. So,
right,
you know,
and sending it to them. That simple.
It's that simple. Just pushing a submit button. And if you have a problem with the form, ASCAP, BMI, they will get on the phone and help you straighten the form out. And that's like a lot of stuff I see artists say, oh, yeah, I rap. That's the easy part. What about the business side of the game? You know, like I was doing my Library of Congress paperwork for the copyright of my album, and I was telling Dewey Sal from Disturbing the Peace, I'm like, man, I'm in the process where I didn't learn all the paperwork to the game. I didn't learn how to upload the songs in the Nielsen BDS for royalty spins. You know, I contact Nielsen BDS all the time. I know how to send the forms off to the Library of Congress to copyright my album. He looked at me like, wow, you know, because the average cat you bump into don't even know what those paperwork look like. You could put it down in front of them, and they wouldn't even know where to begin with those type of papers and stuff like that. And he was like, well, what about your ASCAP card? I just pulled my wallet out. I said, my ASCAP card is in my wallet, man. I had that when I got serious, when I woke up and got real serious about the game. And like I told him, like, these labels really ain't trying to spend no money right now, man. Like, my boy, I'm going to be real with you. And you're going to hear it from me. I don't care if it gets back to them. You know, I know everybody know who Young L.A. is. That dude signed a deal for 10 grand for a full album.
Right.
You know, that ain't no money. You know why they did him like that? Because the dude was just some little young dope deal off the street with a song on a CD. And that's how they play you. And I keep telling people right now, the game, the rap game, the reason why the game is so twisted now is because they're not trying to market rappers anymore. They're trying to market products. And let's say, like, Tag the Odorant Spray has bought a record label. And they bought that record label to sign artists. They don't care if you sell records. They want to sell spray.
Right.
So, you know, if you get into a contract and now you don't understand what you're signing, then you're really going to be twisted upside down. You ever ate a sour candy or something and your mouth just draw tight the way you can't, get a word out?
Yeah.
Where you can't get a word out. You know, those are the contracts these labels are putting out now. I've read a contract. Like I said, I kicked it with Big Omizi from E-40's label. I've kicked it with Chuck Anderson from Grand Hustle, Sal from Disturbing the Peace, Fresh from Blood Raw, Jeezy label, you know, just a lot of people. So I didn't see these deals, and I didn't see these contracts these guys trying to put out there. So, and you know, it doesn't benefit. Basically, like, some guy asked me a question, what's the difference between an indie artist and a major artist? If the indie artist is game type, that indie artist will make way more money than a major artist. Let's say...
Real talk. You only have to sell, like, 25% of what they will sell in terms of units, and you're going to make more money than they do.
Let's say Lil Wayne sold 4 million copies of his album. All right, he's tied to Universal. let's say I sell 800,000 copies of my album on an indie level. Well, that 800,000 copies turn into 8 million. Lil Wayne ain't made 8 million with a label.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's where the game's at, man. It's like your inspiration to learn more and do more for yourself. Even if you do decide to go to a label, it's like the 50 Cent basically wrote his own contract. Because
right.
50 Cent had a buzz like a beehive. So when he sat down with Dre and Eminem, you know, when he made when he sold that $100 million worth of records, 50 Cent walked away with half.
Right.
You know, Drake sold Drake signed the Lil Wayne, and yeah, Lil Wayne gave him $2 million up front, but he ain't getting no royalty checks for the next 8 years.
Right.
So that's Lil Wayne's money. Yeah, that's Lil Wayne's money. That's the get back. You know, and then there's like he probably only signed, they call it points or something like that, but you know,
you get
like 85 or 40 points per record. Them 40 points mean 40 cents. So you add it up, you can go multi-platinum as a major artist. And if you only, it's like the TLC deal. And I know they contract open up the hip hop and R&B contracts to the world when they sold them 8 million records and got a check for $100,000 a piece. Man, those girls broke down and cried. You know?
Yeah.
Because you're telling me out of $80 million, I only get a check for $100,000, and I'm the one that's on tour every night, sleeping in strange hotels and eating out of grocery stores, and I come off and I get a check for $100,000.
Yeah, that's the way it is. What's even worse is that 95% or 90% of the artists, the indie artists, they hear about bad contracts. The ones that get the bad contracts, they blame the person that they signed the contract with, the label that they signed the contract with, for being dishonest and they just screwed me over. But how long are these artists going to continue behaving that way when it's up to you? Like you're saying, you've got to sign the right deal for yourself. You've got to prepare yourself. Just because you've got a hot record that everybody in your family that heard likes it, you've got to make sure it's engineered, mastered properly. You've got to market that and promote it yourself. And then you've got to just do everything that you can do and on a consistent basis, like constantly taking it to the next level. You got to be serious. I agree with you 100%.
You got to be, if it's your career, man, you got to go at it like it's your newborn child. You're going to protect that child as long as you can. And, you know, like a lot of people get it. It's not even, I'm not even mad at the labels. It's more the artists. Because, like, when you get a contract, right, don't take that contract to where they tell you to take it at to read it. Do your research. Find somebody outside to read that contract, outside their business. Because, like, if I get a contract from Social Def and Jermaine tell me, oh, yeah, take the contract down there to Joe Blow on Peachtree, let him read it, make sure it's straight. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to just go and Google up an entertainment attorney, and if it costs me $500, okay, if it's a good deal, then it's going to turn around and I'm going to get back. If it's a bad deal, I still ain't lost that $500 because I ain't lose anything. But
right, now you know better. That's right.
Now I know the contract that was explained to me a lot better by an outsider than Joe Blow on Peachtree telling me, oh yeah, this is a good deal till you get your paycheck, and then you're ready to beat somebody up because you know it ain't what you expected. So you know,
right.
I learned a lot about this game, man. A lot about this game. Like I tell you, I hang out with everybody in the A, man. Like my boy, like Alliance, Ty Cutter. I'm in the studio with these cats all the time. And, you know, people look for artists that are more professional. What's his name right now? He started his own label. Actually, he's the R&B singer in Atlanta. He was pretty big. Neo, right now, he's got a website up where he's looking for artists. And he said, look, I ain't got time to get your ASCAP card. I ain't got time to get your graphics done. I don't have time to get your stuff engineered. You come to me with the full package. You bring me a full album ready for the street, and that's what they're looking for now, man.
Right.
The less money
right, because,
that they. Go ahead.
No, like you're saying, the less money that the label has to spend to prepare you, you know, the better, the more money they're going to make. Cause the bottom line is, like you were saying earlier about the contract, when you're given a contract by a label to sign, that contract was designed to make that label money, not to get you rich.
Exactly.
You know, so especially if you know, like you said, like when 50 Cent got with Dre, this dude had a million followers that already sold a million copies underground. So he was able to demonstrate to that company, that to that label, that I make money, and I'm guaranteed to sell this amount of records with this deal. So when the $100 million was made, he was able to walk away with $50 million.
He basically wrote his own contract. He basically sat in the office and said, look, okay, you know, like about 5 years ago, everybody was going on MySpace and buying, like, spins and profile views, and labels were taking a chance, and they were signing these artists. Well, you sign an artist that got 5 million spins, and you put them out there, and they can't sell 10,000 records. You know, you know, it's no shortcut in this game, man. It's really no
shortcut.
It's no shortcuts in this game, man. Your fans are the people that really, really follow you. You can buy whatever you want to buy, but at the end of the day, once that album hit the street, you know, it is what it is. If it sells,
it is what it is.
It's good. If it doesn't sell, then they know you. You know, they think they're looking at you crazy. So, it's really no shortcuts in this game. Like the guy who did the graphic designs on that album, Dropping Stacks. I went to this one cat, and this is where loyalty comes in at. This is where the loyalty factor comes in at. I used to kick it with this guy all the time. He did stuff for me every now and then. He did posters, flyers, whatever I need, business cards. He did all that for me. So when I came back with the album, he's like, man, you've been dealing with me for so long, man. I do the album for $50. You know how much people charge for graphic works like that? $20,000.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
Like, this one guy's like, I used to do graphic designs, and I was making $20,000 an album cover. Now, you know, I might be lucky if I make $150.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's like the business, is that's where the loyalty factor comes in. It comes in with producing. It comes in with music. It comes in with marketing. You know, like I said, when you deal with somebody for so long, they're going to always come back to you. And when they see their grind, like, I presented that whole album, Dropping Stacks, to this independent record label. And I said, I don't even need a deal. I just sat up the whole album on the table. The guy looked in and he's like, I'm impressed with the way you presented this to me. And, you know, and he's like, if I get a CD like this, I will listen to it because of the time you put into it. If you bring me a CD just in a cover,
You wrote the label on it. You wrote the tracks on it. Unprofessional. Yeah.
You wrote it on the track. He said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with it. When you turn your back and walk out that door, I'm going to put it in the trash. I don't care what's
right.
on it.
Right, because it's too much work. Let's go to this. Let's check another track out, man. We've got 21 minutes left. I want to check this track out.
If you don't mind, only drop that, The Mind. I'm back. Is that what you had in mind?
Real talk. We're gonna bang I'm Back by my boy DaMind, and we're gonna be back with some more conversation with the artists in a minute.
DaMind. I'm back. I'm back. Made them niggas loving hip-hop. Everybody wanna know how the game is flip-flop. So leave it up to me, I get dirty like the South. Niggas telling you that's tight, tell them niggas wash their mouth. See, my favorite question is, what's up with that pussy? Rap has gotten silly, so the rap game push me to come back, dawg, cause nobody else is ballin'. Motherfuckers plenty tight, but the rap game's fallin'. All I hear nowadays is the same old shit. Simple-ass niggas trying to come up with a hit. See, I represent the South, I keep it hot like fire. Who's the greatest rapper? Tell that nigga he's a liar. Okay. I'm back, back. I'm back, back. I'm back, back. I'm back, back. ATL is the city, Hotlanta is the topic. The city's
who produce it. If the minds are on it, then you know it's some new shit. So get your money, dog, or sit your ass on your mouth. If you play a cake in the mind, you don't know what you're talking about. All you see around here is thugs and liquor stores, candy paint Chevys, and high price tools. So all my get money ballers, make them motherfuckers pay up and keep the shit gangsta so them hoes don't try to play us. I got love for the game like my homeboy Cupid. Them niggas trying to play us, the motherfuckers stupid. I'm back, back, I'm back, back, I'm back, back, I'm back, back. 20 bands on the hum, I'm getting ready for the summer. The bitches come for me, line them up by the numbers. I heard the games up for grab, so watch me take that. If there's money to be made, then watch me make that. At your LPZ about the motherfucking mind, I'm at your main bitch house when I'm hard to find. I'm flying through the city, headed back where I'm from, the South Carolina. We get dumb, diddy dumb, for them fine ass bitches in them big bank rolls. A party ain't a party if I ain't sharing none of my hoes. So chop it up, dog, I got them naked like the club. ATLs in the building with a house full of thugs. I'm back, back, I'm back, back, I'm back, back, I'm back, back, I'm back. The mind, the mind, the mind. I'm back, back, I'm back.
You're listening to Two True Radio Entertainment, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, yeah, we're chopping it up with the artist, Damine, and he's dropping pearls of wisdom. I hope you guys are listening. You know, if you're an independent artist and you're working diligently to make things happen for yourself, the brother Damine is definitely dropping some pearls of wisdom. You need to listen. You know, we appreciate you guys listening online, and I see we've got some callers. If you want to chop it up, we've got 16 minutes left. You want to chop it up, say something to my boy, Damine, just press 1. I'll see your hand go up, and I'll take a call or two. Yeah, Damine, man, I dig that, man. I'm back. I'm back. That's hot, man. I like the way you do your thing, dog. That's real hey. Talk, man. I really appreciate the work ethic and how you understand the show business part of, you know, this entertainment thing that you're doing. You know, the business part is what's important. The show is like, that's a small event. Going into a studio and recording a track, it's important. It's important, but it's a small event compared to the business part of this thing, man. You know, and I'd like you to expound some more, you know, about that, man. Just, you know, let them know, boy. We're archiving it, you guys. You can go to twotrueradio.com, look into the Artist Lounge, and search Damine, D-A-Mind, M-I-N-D, and check out the brothers. I've got a video up on his page on the Artist Lounge on the website of the single, the hot single, Atlanta, Atlanta. You can check that video out. And then tomorrow or later on this evening, I have another one of his videos up on his page in the Artist Lounge, man. I appreciate you stopping by, man.
It's all good, man. It's all good. One thing I wanted to touch on, like a lot of artists, is, like, especially, it's not really hard to get stuff done. It's just being, you know, like I said, you can be ghetto, but you still got to have a street side to you. You know, and like I was sitting down, and we had shot that video, Baby, Baby, Baby. So I was like, man, how can I get it to BET? So this guy was like, yo, go talk to my boy. He'll get it on BET for $5,000. So I said, for $5,000? I said, wow. I said, that's a lot of money. So he was like, yeah. So I said, why don't I just call BET and see if I can get it done? So I ended up calling BET, and they sent me the contract free of charge. They sent me the contract and what they expect in the video and how the video is supposed to be presented to them. And so
exactly,
that's
and the guy that you were talking about, he was a scam artist. And these artists, these independent artists, fall for this crap every day. That's why I say, you know, why continue to pay clubs to perform? You got to stop that. You got the artist, the independent artist, has to stop that. And when the more of the artists that realize that and work together, you know, things will change. You know, and you know, like it's incredible, man. That's true. Exactly what you said.
They'll break down the DJ. Like, I'm gonna tell you, we got a club out in Atlanta called the Blue Flame Lounge, and so like I walked into the club. It's a strip club in Atlanta. I walked into the club. I took the single Baby, Baby, Baby into the club, and I was talking to the DJ. So he's like, yo, man, that's a hot single. He said, why don't you let me spin in the club? I said, all right, that's cool. So he spun in the club a couple of times, so he gave the single to his boy with my contact. So my boy was like, so the dude was like, look, yo, we do open mics, and artists perform free. So I said, okay. I said, I'll come out and perform the track. I don't care. But when I got to the club, you know, he was like, basically, you got to tip the dancers, but you perform free. I said, that's not performing free. I said, you know, and in the end, I didn't end up performing because I was like, you know, if I pay, I said, and I keep telling people, if you've been doing open mics for 6 months to a year and you're still in the same boat, bank that money and move and take a different route to this game. Bank that money and seriously take a different route to this game because, you know, in Atlanta, people go to open mics 4 or 5 times a week, and they charging like 25. Like I said, I was standing there talking to Blood Raw, Young Jeezy's boy, out in Throwbacks in Atlanta, and I was like, man, open mics is a waste of your time. And he was like, in some ways it is, in some ways it ain't. I said, yeah, because at the end of the night, you lost $25, and you're still in the same boat that you came in when you got in your car. So, you know, and like, I'll be honest with you, I haven't done an open mic in 2 years in Atlanta. Because I've stopped that, man. You, what it's going to do is going to break down these DJs, because we, the artists, it's like we make the DJs. Yeah, they spin the records, but if they don't get hot records, you ain't going to go to a club where the music ain't hot. And ain't nobody doing nothing. So if it's like if the artists start controlling their own domain, it will break the industry back down to where the industry used to be. Artists used to get paid to be on mixtapes.
Right.
Funkmaster Flex buy people cars, put money in their pocket to put them on mixtapes. The game done got so twisted where the artist paying the DJs to be on mixtape, and the DJs turn around selling the music. So you double whammied out.
You double whammied out.
Let me break it down to you. Like my Young Jeezy came out a long time ago with this song called Black Tea, and the DJ that put that song out, that man sold 100,000 of those tapes, mixtapes. That's $1 million. Jeezy didn't get a dime from that. He didn't get one dime.
Young Jeezy didn't get no money for it.
$1 million. And I was like, well, if the DJ's out for the artist, well, why don't you give the artist a cut of that money so the artist can come back and drop better projects and have a little braid in their pocket to like be able to project their next move. And see, like in Atlanta, you can't tell these guys that, man. There's like, oh, give me $750 to be on a mixtape with Gucci Mane. What is that doing for me?
Nothing.
That's not doing anything for me.
The spotlight is going to be on Gucci Mane.
Exactly. And I'm like, for that $750, I was like, man, I'd rather bank that and come with a new album. You know, it's like these guys, they don't, it's like you get frustrated trying to talk to young artists. But at the end of the day, like I tell them, I said, the mixtape DJs go home with your money, and then they take your song, turn around and sell it. So you double whammied out. You double whammied out. So you know you paid to be on the mixtape, and he turned around, sold the mixtape, and not even call you. Say, hey, yo, man, we sold this much of that mixtape. Come in, get a check. And that's why I like the way the government is going after these mixtape DJs, because they're really like scam artists too. They make all
that
money.
Yeah, they are scam artists. That's exactly what they are, scam artists. But you know, the DJs, if they were smart, I want to say this, if the DJs were smart and, like, an artist gives them a tape, play this, and then he sells it, if he worked honestly and above table with that artist can make him another $1 million and another $1 million.
Actually, they can make it together, because, like, a lot of people don't understand. Too Short sold a lot of tapes out of his trunk.
Right.
That's what mixtape DJs do. Jadakiss from the Lox, these boys, like, I'll bring it real recent. The artist from Houston, Texas, Chamillionaire. Chamillionaire made $6 million off mixtapes. By the time he signed his deal was so chopped up to where he got like $7 a record. So, you know, when you see something like that, if you control your own domain and these people see how hard you're working, you know, some people will take advantage of you if you let them. That's only if you let them.
Right.
That's only if you let them. But the reason why I keep telling people that is to really make them think about paying somebody to do something, and then they're going to turn around and sell the work that you put out. You can't even control. And see, like I tell people, people are like, I'll go sue the DJ. No, you can't sue the DJ because the CD don't have a barcode on it. And in the court of law, you got to prove through sales how much CDs he sells.
Right.
So you need a paper trail, and they know that. And that's why I like the way the government is doing mixtapes now. They're putting barcodes. In the next couple of years, they're going to be putting barcodes on mixtapes. Like, they've been actually going around stripping DJs, going to their house. Like, one DJ in North Carolina, I read this on the internet, where the only reason why he left his house with his wallet, because his ID was in it. They gave him a pair of pants, a pair of shirt, and tell him hit the road.
That's a beautiful thing, though, because, you know, you can tell, like, when you listen to these mainstream artists complain about what the government is doing, these DJs, when they complain, the reason why they're complaining is because they're losing their cars, they're losing the mansion, they're losing all of that. When an artist does something like that, or when you pay a club money to perform that, you know, the open mic or whatever you're doing, you're paying somebody's mortgage, but like you said, you're continuing the struggle. You're doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We've got 7 minutes left, man, and I tell you what I do, man, like I'm going to do this immediately. As soon as Block Talk uploads the show and works the kinks out, I'm going to put it on our homepage and on your page in the Artist Lounge at 22radio.com, so everybody, like, you know, you'll be able to go and, you know, just tell people to come listen. Like, tell the artist, man, that listen, go to 22radio.com, look up my page, and listen to my radio show interview, because the information that you share with these artists tonight, man, is invaluable. You know, it's really invaluable. Why would you want to make mistakes when you don't have to anymore because you heard something on 22Radio that can help take you to the next level safely where you can come out on top? You know, this indie movement is big, man, and it's growing. And the traditional music industry is feeling this. It's feeling it. You know, and it's about time, man. We got to keep on doing it, you know. I want to play another one of your tracks, DeMine. I'd like to play Grown and Sexy, and then we're going to come back up and chop it up a few minutes. And because we only got like 5 minutes left, man, I'll be right back with you guys. You're listening to 22Radio, and this is the artist DeMine, Grown and Sexy. Check that out.
Yeah, I like this one. But this one's only for the ladies. Only for the ladies. Go DJ. Give it up one time to the ladies in here. Some call them Miss Thanks, but I call them Miss Pleasure. I heard the nice tonight for the grown and sexy. Meet me up at the club. If it's cool, you can text me. I'm bringing game to let you know that I'm all in. Too much to drink. We'll have them G-strings falling in strange places. I can tell by your slogan. You
talking like that, and you be licking on my children, cause my swag's legit, and bank account sitting heavy, like Devin Campbell, you know I stay ready for them ladies up in here, looking grown and sexy, tonight is fair game, so I'm up like a next G, so what you want, is it cool or collar, some call me money, I got a fist full of dollars, but tonight's the night, I just came to party, lay low, spit game, and leave with somebody, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, all them ladies up in there, let them know you're a player, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, all them ladies take the money, play them dudes like they dummies, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, one time, 21 and older, can I buy you a drink, or better yet, can we go somewhere to think, it's up in here, Buddha music got it jumping, I'm trying to get to know you, but I can't hear nothing, so grab your drink and get close to me, can I talk to you, boo, like I'm Joe Deceased, so what's your name, what's your number, why you trying to fake me, I'm digging your swag, boo, I think you are a lady, cause I'm apple bottom and tank top, got you sexy, a couple more drinks and you be ready to sex me, I'm kidding, boo, I'm just trying to keep you talking, between me and you, I'd rather see you walking, cause the body is stacked and booty round like a bubble, I can tell by the night, there's gonna be some trouble, so get up with me, I think you know where to find me, up in the club, I got the hood behind me, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, all them ladies up in here, let them know you're a player, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here, tonight is the night for the grown and sexy, all them ladies chase the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Let's get it, let's get it. All them ballers come out where the grown and sexy hangs. After 12 o'clock, you know it's time to do my thing. So tell the DJ to slow it down a little bit. I'm trying to get up with mom. Come on, boo. Who you with? You in the ATL or the city of game? With more ballers in the hood than the Hall of Fame. So what's your favorite drink? So tell me what you're sipping on. Money ain't a thing, so I ain't tripping on. Cause I know that you want it. I throw paper on ground like Chris Paul from the Hornets. That's how we do it. When the hood's up in hell, on them sexy women, put your drinks in the air and let them know it goes down every weekend. It starts with the drinks and then you'll be freaking. So call up your friends and let them know it's going down. Where y'all at? Up in the A-Town. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies up in hell, let them know you's a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chase the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy.
The mind. Grown and sexy, man. That's the business. That's the business, man. Looky here. We've got 1 minute left, but I'm going to continue to play another song. Hang in there with me, DeMind. I'll be right back. I want to make sure, because I might run over a little bit so that I can play some more of these songs. But this next track is entitled The Club Part 2. Check this out. We'll be right back. Uh-oh. If you're still with me, I'm having some trouble with my switchboard right now, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. My brother DeMind, it's the end of the show, and I queued this thing up I queued it up because I wanted to cut our show at 1 hour, and so that I can
put it on the page, and I guess I did something wrong, but don't trip. I know everyone can still hear me. I appreciate you calling in and enjoying the show with us. I can't get back online right now to control my switchboard. This has been great, man. The brother DeMine came to the show. He shut it down. He gave us a lot of good information that is important, you know, to artists, especially the ones that are definitely working on, you know, building your career and taking your music career to the next level. So, you know, big ups to DeMine for coming in and shutting it down for us today. I wanted to, speak with him a little bit more and end the show, but like I said, my switchboard kind of flipped out on me a little bit. So, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. I set it up that way, and it did it. And we got so deep into our conversation with the brother DeMine till, you know, I forgot, you know. So, anyway, it's been great, man. I love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. You know how we do it. And that's 2 True Radio Entertainment. We'll be back tomorrow spinning hot tracks by hot independent artists. Love y'all. One.